The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life, the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin unto his nest again, I shall not live in vain. I'm sure many of you know that poem from Emily Dickinson, but I found it today in a new volume which has just come out, Every Day is a Fresh Beginning, Meaningful Poems for Life, and Eivin Garrahy is responsible for this collection. Eivin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. You recited that so beautifully.
Well, it's a lovely poem, and it was short. So the two virtues. I wanted to talk to you about this, but also about your whole life, because you're a dub of Clare extraction, but born and bred in Dublin, and now you're back in Clare.
And now I'm back.
You're back in Clare.
As a bit of a blow-in, really. Yeah.
Because you sound Dublin, you know, you're absolutely D4.
A Celtic Tiger cub.
Yeah. So tell us what happened to you, because obviously you were well-known from Fair City and a great acting career lay ahead. What did you do?
What did I do? I met a Clare man and the rest is history. We're married tomorrow, 6 years. It's probably been about a decade now since I made the move. And look at, love it, love our lives in County Clare. Yeah. We have three small girls now and they're now growing up.
Were
in
you
Banner
predisposed
County.
To a Clare man based on your own background?
Yeah, my dad played Cupid and shot a few arrows and was absolutely made up when it all worked out. No, I mean, look, we spent a lot of our childhood growing up in summers were spent in Doolin and in the Aran Islands. So we had that kind of rich tapestry of culture and heritage.
So you weren't one of those dubs who goes to the country and realises that milk comes out of cows, not bottles.
No. Well, no, mom grew up on a farm in Harbour in kind of the foot of the Burren and a beautiful part of the country, and we always appreciated that and loved it.
But it is a big decision, because what you forsake, the bright lights, I know the bright lights of Dublin are not quite as bright as Paris or New York or London, but they're brighter than the bright lights of Venice.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's where the theatre scene was and that's where my work was and at the very least, and you know, I suppose my peers were looking further afield and were hopping across the pond and so, yeah, for me, it was a big move. But no, I mean, now I suppose I've hung up the acting boots for the time being. I have my own business, Bio Wellness, with my partner, Sharon Conlon, and we're 5 years in business now, which is going from strength to strength. And I love that. And that has always been, I suppose, I come from a family of entrepreneurs. And there was certainly an itch there that I wanted to scratch and have now scratched it, you know.
Now your father would have fished off the coast of Clare, off the Cliffs of Moher and all the rest. Yeah. He has not left the water.
No. Sailing on Dublin Bay at the moment with Dublin Bay Cruises. So instead of fishing for fish, they fish for tourists.
Speaking of which, how was, your COVID experience, given that you're in, your husband is a hotelier and of course, therefore, everyone's in the hotel business when one member of the family is in the hotel business. How was it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm surrounded by, I suppose, entrepreneurs and looking at Dad and looking at John and others around me, I took such inspiration from the way in which they dealt with the situation. They were incredibly innovative and the bounce back ability and that ability to kind of pick yourself up, dust yourself off and particularly John, you know, he was so creative during that time. For me, we had three small girls in that period, so it was busy at home anyway. Sure. And then trying to keep a business going, my business Bio, we existed primarily in the live event space, and all of those live events ground to a halt. So we had to find ways and means to kind of reach our audience and our customer base, and found ways to do that. And we've kind of developed now a lifestyle brand in products.
So what do you do? What products do you sell?
Well, it's mainly lifestyle. So we wanted to create that ritual in the home, that self-care ritual. We began with an organic range that was born in County Clare, and everything we sourced was local, and we were big into the circular economy and dealing with people, you know, locally, local talent. And now we have expanded the range. We have like over 40 SKUs of knitwear and silk. And again, the organic collection. And we've collaborated with a lot of local artists as well to bring, you know, wall art and different inspirational words and quotes to our to our audience.
When you look at yourself now, along with Sharon, your business partner, doing all of this stuff, are you surprised at yourself? You know, how changed your life has become in a relatively short time?
Yeah, I suppose. Things happened really organically and quite authentically. You know, I'm the type of person that needs to be busy, and I certainly am that. Sharon and myself, we have 6 children under 4, so you know, we're kind of, our work hours are slightly skewed. We you know, emails are over and back at 3 a.m. in between night feeds and the whole lot, so it's fairly hectic. But it's, I guess, it helps when you're working with someone that kind of is you know, in the same kind of trajectory, I suppose, in terms of family and work life.
And as if you didn't have enough to do, you then decide to put together a volume of your favourite poems.
Yeah, poetry is, well, it's been a constant in my life, Pat, from a very early age. I suppose in terms of my influences, my dad was always kind of, he had a flair for poetry. And then I had great teachers. My parents were, you know, fantastic in that they sent me to a great speech and drama teacher in Maeve O'Donoghue, and she's incredible at what she does. She's probably one of the best in the business, and she honed that that interest. And I had fantastic primary and secondary school teachers, and I suppose teachers are the making of, the making or breaking of your relationship with certain subjects. And for me, Susan Ryan, she was a primary school teacher that I had when I was in fourth class, and she literally used to make the words lift off the page, the way she animated them. I remember she thought as a poem, 14 verses, Flannan Isle it was called, and the parents used to look at her like their eyes out on stalks, saying, what are you thinking? How are you going to get these kids to learn this poem? And she said, I will. And she did. She used to, there was a one line, and an over toppled chair. It was about a lighthouse, a neglected lighthouse, and it was very theatrical. And she used to pick up the chair at the top of her chair, her teacher's chair, stool at the top of the class, and fling it across the classroom. And we used to just think this was the best thing ever, you know. But she helped us to understand, and she brought it to life for us.
And those lines of poetry that you learn in this way from an enthusiastic teacher stay with you for your life.
Oh, they absolutely do. And then, of course, I went on and trained in Trinity College. I did the Bachelor in Acting Studies there. And we had fantastic coaches. Andrea Ainsworth of the Abbey Theatre, she was the voice coach. And we were lucky enough to have Andrea kind of hone that craft again. And, you know, just indulging in every line and syllable and verse. And it was just heaven. It really was.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get you to strut your stuff, given all of those teachers and the acting training, because I picked out a poem. And this is one which I just lovely, the genesis of this. It's by a man called Eugene Garrity, no less, who is your dad.
Yeah, there's a few personal contributions in there. And yeah, this one from dad is probably one that means a lot to me. He wrote lots of poems for us throughout our lives, but he wrote this one for John and I. John proposed to me on the cliffs of Moher. We're actually married 6 years tomorrow, so it's quite fitting that you've picked this one, because I read it the day of our wedding, but I'll read it again for you this morning, Pat. Thank you. Doolin Romance by Eugene Garrity. With my true love we gazed out on beauty out of dreams, where lunar landscapes kiss the bogs and gentians speckle greens. He held my hand on Moher's edge, where streams and rivers flow. We watched the puffins break through shells, revealing coloured glow. He asked me if I'd be his bride, to love forevermore. My answer, pounding in my heart, you're the one that I adore. Then gannets dived, and salmon leaped, and dolphins danced at sea. 1,000 birds of every hue sang sweet in harmony. We tiptoed o'er those lunar slopes on this ice-created space, with floral carpet at our feet on Burren's vast woven lace. And music flowed from every house, with roofs of straw and tile. We danced all night on Moher flags, then kissed by moonlight style. We strolled Boreens to heather hills, with scents of mountain thyme, and viewed the church on distant hill, where now our hands entwine. A descendant of this place I am, so someday we might share, with children, and their children to this jewel in County Clare.
That's wonderful. A great talent, your dad. I can imagine anyone listening to this who takes a tour on Dublin Bay. Aye, aye, Captain, give us some poetry. Give us a poem. it's a lovely collection, and there's modern stuff and there's Shakespeare.
Yeah.
You go back to the masters, some of the classics as well. So I suppose an eclectic collection with an underlying theme.
Yeah, for sure. And we didn't have to look too far afield. We've got such talent here on this island alone. But yeah, for me, Pat, you know, particularly over the last few years and in lockdown, I mean, the healing power of words. And I don't think I'm alone in that. A lot of people found great solace and great comfort in words. And that was certainly true for me. And I think, yeah, putting a collection together that sort of, I suppose, breaks down the barrier that some may have to poetry, and that you don't need a degree in English to enjoy it and to find comfort and inspiration. A moment to pause, I suppose, but also to persevere.
We'll conclude with this very contemporary poem, which I think will resonate with many of our listeners. It's called Mama Put the Phone Away. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Maria Tempany is the author. I got a rude awakening when my son said to me today, with a look so earnest in his eyes, Mama, put the phone away. I was rooted to that very spot when, yet again, he said, Mama, put it down right over there. Come play with me instead. A sense of shame engulfed me, and all at once I knew how right he really truly was, despite his ripe old age of two.
Yeah.
And there's more to that poem
as
well.
Yeah, I love that one. It stopped me in my tracks one day and I thought, oh God almighty, you know, the guilt that engulfs you. But she has some lovely motherly musings, Maria. Check her out.
Well, it's called Every Day is a Fresh Beginning, subtitled Meaningful Poems for Life. It's out today, and the poems all chosen by Avian Garrahy. Lovely book. And thank you very much, Avian, for joining us in studio today.
Thank you so much for having me, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.